Let's turn to some of the most significant scientific developments making headlines today, starting with what could be the most important physics discovery in decades. CERN's Large Hadron Collider has found high-significance hints of physics beyond the Standard Model through measurements of rare B-meson decays.
The technical details matter here because they demonstrate the precision of modern particle physics. These B-meson decay measurements deviate from Standard Model predictions at 4 sigma confidence, which gives scientists only a 1 in 16,000 chance that this is a statistical fluke. In particle physics, discoveries require 5 sigma confidence, so we're very close to confirming new physics.
To put this in perspective, the Standard Model has successfully predicted particle behavior for over 50 years. If these measurements hold up under additional scrutiny, they could point toward entirely new fundamental forces or particles that we don't currently understand. The last time we discovered physics beyond the Standard Model, it eventually led to technologies like MRI machines and particle accelerators used in cancer treatment.
The implications extend beyond pure science into technology development. Many of our most advanced technologies emerged from fundamental physics discoveries decades earlier. GPS satellites require relativistic corrections that Einstein discovered in 1905. Quantum mechanics, discovered in the 1920s, enabled modern electronics. Today's particle physics discoveries could enable technologies we can't currently imagine.
Moving to medical breakthroughs, we're seeing remarkable advances in cancer treatment across multiple fronts. Johnson & Johnson's cancer injection has demonstrated the ability to completely erase tumors in some head and neck cancer patients. While still in clinical trials, the mechanism involves training the immune system to recognize and destroy cancer cells more effectively.
What makes this particularly significant is that head and neck cancers have historically been difficult to treat with traditional immunotherapy approaches. If J&J's injection proves broadly effective, the underlying mechanism could potentially be applied to other cancer types where immune recognition is the limiting factor.
Revolution Medicines reached a major milestone by beginning shipment of their pancreatic cancer drug to patients. Pancreatic cancer remains one of the most challenging malignancies, with 5-year survival rates typically below 10%. The fact that any new treatment is reaching patients represents significant progress in an area where therapeutic options have been extremely limited.
Another breakthrough came from Akeso's lung cancer trial, where their drug, ivonescimab plus chemotherapy, cut death risk by 34% compared to standard immunotherapy in squamous lung cancer. These results were presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology Conference, representing some of the most significant survival improvements seen in lung cancer treatment.
The Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations committed $61.8 million to fast-track 3 Ebola vaccines specifically targeting the Bundibugyo strain. This strain is driving deadly outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda, but no approved vaccines currently exist for this particular variant.
The speed of this funding response reflects important lessons learned from COVID-19 about pandemic preparedness. Rather than waiting for outbreaks to become global emergencies, public health organizations are now moving aggressively to develop countermeasures for emerging threats. This proactive approach could prevent future pandemics if implemented consistently.
While we don't have major space developments in today's news, the broader context of scientific advancement is worth noting. The technological capabilities that enable CERN's particle physics discoveries also drive space exploration, medical imaging, and AI development. There's a direct connection between fundamental scientific research and practical technological applications.
The funding mechanisms for scientific research are also evolving rapidly. Private foundations, government agencies, and pharmaceutical companies are increasingly coordinating their efforts rather than duplicating research. This collaborative approach is accelerating discovery timelines across multiple fields simultaneously.
What's particularly encouraging is how quickly medical breakthroughs are translating into patient treatments. The traditional timeline from laboratory discovery to clinical application used to span 10 to 15 years. We're now seeing that compressed to 3 to 5 years in many cases, partly due to improved regulatory processes and partly due to better research methodologies.
The intersection of AI and medical research is also accelerating discovery. Machine learning algorithms can now analyze protein structures, predict drug interactions, and identify potential therapeutic targets much faster than traditional methods. This is creating a compounding effect where technology advances enable scientific discoveries that enable further technology advances.
Looking ahead, the combination of fundamental physics discoveries, medical breakthroughs, and Thronomhell. AI-accelerated research suggests we're entering a period of scientific advancement unlike anything in human history. The challenge will be ensuring these discoveries benefit humanity broadly, rather than creating new forms of inequality based on access to advanced technologies.
These scientific advances also raise important questions about regulation and ethics. When we can edit genes, manipulate fundamental particles, and create artificial intelligence that surpasses human capabilities, traditional regulatory frameworks become inadequate. The pace of discovery is outrunning our ability to govern its applications responsibly.